Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. In this podcast, host Lori and me will share a few book recommendations on what you should read next. If you have a passion for books, then join us for this fun bookish episode. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. Today, I want to do a solo show to reflect back on my reading life in 2020, what I hope to see in 2021, and a few fun announcements. The first announcement is that I'm going to take a break from podcasting this January and February. Over the past year, I had the opportunity to interview lots of authors and bookish guests, and it's been amazing. However, over the past few months, I felt like this fun project feels like a job, and I need a breather. A part of me wants to figure out like what's a new direction, what kind of shows I want to provide, whether to have more author interviews or less author interviews, whether I want to do more book recommendations or less book recommendations, or I want to do solo shows. And so I want to take this couple months to just sit, relax, meditate, and figure out what the next direction is going to look like. I know it's going to be fun, and I know it's going to be great. So we're going to be back on the show on March 1st. I do have about 10 recorded episodes that I'll release to the Patreon community while we're on break. These are author interviews and solo shows, some book recommendations. If you would like to get early access to these episodes, I encourage you to join the Patreon community. Speaking of Patreon, I want to share a bit of what we've been up to. We have been meeting every month over Zoom, talking about book recommendations, buddy reads, as well as having some authors coming and joining us and talk about their journey and giving us book recommendations. Now we have a community. Within the community, we have a community chatting all things Bridgertons, because some of our members are new historical romance readers and they're starting to dive into this world. And we have some seasoned historical readers letting them know, like, here's what you should be reading. And it's been a lot of fun. We're also going to do a Galentine's book exchange going on. So we're just going to share, like, give ourselves some gifts and some fun stuff on bookish gifts. And it's kind of like fun just to create the sense of community. One of my favorite things to do is to do a weekly newsletter where I share book recommendations to the community. In this newsletter, I also share bookish gift ideas, community updates, my own experience using 5 out-of-state libraries to borrow books, and it's been a lot of fun. And so if you want to get some fun book recommendations, meet new friends, make lifelong friends, and build some sort of community within the reading world, I encourage you to join this Patreon community. The cost is $5 a month, and to join, you can just go to whatyourneextblog.com/Patreon. Now let's chat about my reading life. So my 2020 reading life, as I started to look back, it was a year that I ended up reading more books in 2019. However, I read more novellas, hence the larger number. So I read about 230 books as of recording, which is a Sunday, December 27th. And I may read a few more, but I'm just kind of like, I may just not finish the books and just start and finish them in January 1st and just count them for 2021. So I don't know what I'm going to do, but either way, I read more books in 2019, which is good, but I will tell you, I struggled at the beginning. Before the pandemic, I was struggling with my reading. I was not happy with what I was reading. I was asking a lot of ARCs, and I was actually reading books that I just did not feel like they were like a good match for me. And then the pandemic happened, and then I struggled with like reading contemporary. And I was like, I don't know what's going to happen. I'm not sure. So, and I think it's a lot to do with the fact that I moved to Chicago, and there was like a big change happening. And I was actually just, and then the pandemic happened, and it just created more anxiety and change. And so I started reading some historical fiction, some historical romance, and then I went back to contemporary. Between the months of April and August, I was reading mostly for the podcast. If you notice the podcast, I had some author interviews consistently for the past few years, but then around May till September, there were a lot more author interviews. There were like almost daily author interviews. And so I was reading for the podcast, and I got really lucky that I had all these like great authors and great books coming out. And so I was reading mostly new books in 2019, 2020. I was going to say 2019, 2020. And it was great.
But then I just got, it just became a job. I was like thinking, like every time I read, I was thinking like, how can I form a question? What do I want to know about the author? What was interesting about this book? How did it stand out? And so, which was fun, but that's not why I read. I read for fun. I read for pleasure. I read for meditation. Like for me, reading is like my anxiety tool. Like it's a tool for ease my anxiety. And so I gave myself permission back in September to read what I wanted. And it took me a couple months to get comfortable with it again. And so one thing that I realized is like I had to just give myself permission. That I just, even though I had access to all the arcs, I was just not happy with them. And so that was one thing. And I was like, okay, let me start trying out things that work well for me. And so I had months where I was reading 20, 25 books. And I had months where I read like 3 books. And so I just allowed myself just to be. So let's talk about the discoveries in 2020. The first one's audiobooks. My sweet spot is 8 to 9 hours for audiobooks. I tend to have good luck with YA and some sort of romance. Long audiobooks feel like a drag, but unless it's very rare. So I discovered YA again, and back in September, I had a moment. I think I woke up like one night at 3 o'clock in the morning. I was like, okay, I can't go back to sleep. So what am I gonna do? And I checked my library, and I had Tweet queued as an audiobook, and I was like, let me just listen to it. And I spent the whole night listening to it, and I was like amazed how much I loved it. And so the next morning, I just picked another YA book. I think it's I'll Be Mine, and I just listened to it during the day at work, and it was just like amazing. So I realized that for me, YA books work well in audiobooks as opposed to reading the book. And then Virgin River is one of the series that I've read about 10 books this year. I didn't listen to most of them, and I have to say, it's even though they're like 12 to 13 hour books, they do work well with me because they're so engaging. They're like all these different love stories, all this stuff about the small town work well for me. So that was like one fun thing. The next discovery is indie books and KU. For the past couple of years, I've been reading exclusively traditionally published. And it was one of those things that was, I don't know, for some reason, I was not getting satisfied. I really like indie books. 2016, 2017 was when I started reading I read for pleasure, but I just read more consistently. And what was discovered for those 2 years was that I read mostly indie books, mostly Kindle Unlimited books. And I realized that I was actually really happy with my reading life. And so something changed in 2018, 2019, where I was like, I'm starting to read traditional publish. I was starting getting access to ARCs. And so I let go of those KU books. And it's just like, for some reason, I just miss my mojo. And so this year I think November, December, I was like, let me just read all the KU books. And let me tell you, it's been amazing. I read a lot of novellas and they've been fun. I discovered authors like Tara Sivek. I discovered Laura Pavlov. I went back to Vi Keelan and Penelope Ward. And it's just been a lot of fun just to read those books. The next thing I want to share is the Scribe subscription. So this fall, I started to use a Scribe subscription to catch up with the ARCs via audiobooks. The algorithm is a hit or miss, but overall, it's a pleasant experience. I did cancel Scribe because even though I listen to audiobooks, I can find them on the library app because I listen to mainly YA audiobooks. So those I can actually get through Libby. But it's kind of fun if you want to get like brand new ARCs. If you have ARCs and you want to listen to audiobooks and new audiobooks, Scribe is a good place to go for those things. The other thing I discovered was category romance books. So this is a year that I discovered Harlequin. I've been reading books, but for some reason I just not got a sense of like what would Harlequin would do for me. But these like 250 pages books are like perfect sit down, just read them in a day kind of books. And so I discovered that I love Harlequin Blaze, Harlequin Dare, Harlequin Desire. I did read some Harlequin Presents, and I'm like trying to dive into different categories to see which one I like best. But it's just kind of fun just to read all the Harlequin books. And then the other thing is that I've been using my libraries more. So I'm not buying a lot of books. Although I buy some indie books and I use Kindle Unlimited. But for the most part, traditionally published books, I'm just using the library. I'm using the Libby app or Hoopla just to get access to either the audiobooks or the ebooks. I actually am part of like 8 different libraries. So if you, and I'll put it in the show notes, the different libraries that I'm part of. But yeah, I actually am part of Orange County, New York Public Library, Brooklyn Library, Houston, Fairfax County, and some others. So it's been fun. Like if I can't find a book, I'll check on the library on one of the 8 different libraries that I'm part of. And I tend to borrow it. And it's just like a lot of fun. And I get to save some money. So let's see. Let's talk about my goals for 2021. The first one is I'm going to read 200 books in 2021, which comes down to 25 books a month. I know it's a lot. I know it's like pushing it. I read 230 books this year, but I feel like the way my reading is going and the plans that I have, I think it's doable to just read 100 books. And here's the thing. If I don't complete it, that's fine too. Like, it's not the end of the world. Like, this is just an arbitrary number that I'm just giving myself for this year. But if I feel like I'm not going to read 25 books a month, then that's okay too. So a few things that I wanted to do that are going to be fun is I want my friends to pick my TBR. So I've been asking my Patreon community to give me like book recommendations for myself. And so one of the things I may just do is I may do quarterly episodes to you and sharing like, here's what my friends recommended, here are my thoughts about XYZ book. Whether it comes from the Patreon community or comes from Book Twins or friends from Instagram or even podcast guests that have come here on the show. I'm just going to pick those books and I'm just going to read them and let you know how I feel about them. I want to request less ARCs. I actually have about 80 ARCs that I need to read. And I think I'm going to just like listen to audiobooks for them and just kind of like find a different way or maybe buy them and pay for them and just read them. And just because I want to give money back to the author, but I want to request less ARCs. I'm only requesting the ones that I'm really, really excited to listen and to read. So if I know I'm going to listen to an audiobook, then I'm going to wait until the book comes out. I know it feels like weird, like, you know, and now that I have access to all these free books, I'm like, why you don't take advantage? But the reality is that it doesn't feel right for me anymore. Like, this doesn't feel in alignment. The books that I want to read, I want to read for the sake of reading. I want to read for fun. And so reading for a deadline feels like really icky and just doesn't feel good for me. I want to listen to more audiobooks while I'm at work. So I work from home. I actually have a job that allows me to do things, and I have like some menial tasks that allows me to just listen to an audiobook. So I think I want to do that. I want to make a commitment as opposed to having a TV running in the background, just to have an audiobook running in the background. And I feel like that's going to be fun. I want to read about 4K ebooks a month. And it might be more, it might be less, but I feel like I want to give myself the permission that I just read at least. I have a KU subscription paid until March 2023, so it doesn't feel like, it's not about the money, but it's about like the sense of like I'm actually utilizing the service. So KU books, trying to make sure I read one a week, that feels good. And so speaking of KU books, I want to read Sweet Valley High. And so did you know that all like 130 something Sweet Valley High books are on KU? I don't know about you, but I am so excited to dive into this problematic, you know, horrible series that I'm like, I'm living for it. Because I grew up reading Sweet Valley High. Like, that was the series that got me reading and learning English. And so I want to go back to those nostalgic books. I also want to go back to Babysitter's Club, whether it's an audiobook or in audiobook form or in just like a regular form. But I want to go back to those books and just kind of like give myself permission. Those are easy, you know, sit in an afternoon books that you can just read in an afternoon and it's just kind of like fine. So the other thing is I want to read more diversely. I've made a commitment. I've been good about this, but I want to read more Black authors, Asian authors, South Asian authors, people of color, Latina authors. Like, I want to just read more diversely. And I want to just experience different cultures. And I want to read from books that are set outside of the U.S., set outside in different places. I want to get to know and get to travel. Because I don't know if we're going to travel in 2029. So I want to be able to travel through my books. So I'm going to read more diversely. And then I have a 2021 paranormal project. So let me tell you about this. So I have like a bunch of series that I'm like excited to start. I'm a serious reader. I love reading series and like getting dive into the world building, getting dive into different couples and different things. So the longer the series, the better. And I had a chance to do this in 2016, 2017. And so I was like, I want to go back to that world. And so 2021, the paranormal project is simple. There's about 10 series of paranormal that I want to try. I'm going to give them a try. I'm going to do some series starters. I've already started reading a few series starters, like reading the first or two or three books in the series, and then be like, okay, I'm going to finish this one. So one thing I did was that I ordered about $100 worth of books from Love Street IRL. I asked them to use their price box. So the way it goes is I told them, here are the books I already own, which are not a lot in paranormal. And they're good about paranormal. I'll link the show notes, but we chat about them. They came to the show and they chat about how they love paranormal. So it was like, perfect. So they're going to create me a box of like series starters of books that are just basically getting dive into the paranormal world. And so my goal is to read, you know, one series a month, you know, if I can, or, you know, or start building series going on. So there's like series like the Nine Huntress, Dark Lover, Black Dagger Brotherhood series, Colonial, Chicagoland series, Argenis series. And so this series, I'm going to give it a try. I want to read them and I want to enjoy them and I want to get to know them. And I want this year to be the year of paranormal. Just like 2019 was the year of historical romance, I want 2021 to be the year of paranormal reading. One thing that I'm going to do is I'm going to stop asking for physical books. I've been lucky enough that I get published and send me books. And I'm just kind of like, I want to less is more. I want to ruin the clutter in my house. And so books itself are clutter. I read mainly in Kindle or audiobooks. I actually have a Kindle reading streak that I have to read every single day in Kindle just to make sure that my reading streak is going on. And so I want to read less. I want to just keep my Kindle books and accumulate them there and just have that world save in one place as opposed to just having lots of physical books. Yes, you do a picture better than Kindle books, but the reality is that I'm not doing this for the gram anymore. I'm not doing this. Like, the reality is my reading life is not for somebody else. My reading life is just for me. And yes, I'm sharing part of my journey with you, but the reality is that I just want to share this. Like, this is a part of me that makes me happy, and I want to keep it the way it makes me happy. And so less physical books will be the best thing. I'm going to get rid of ARCs that I have accumulated. I might go into little free libraries that are in Chicago. My neighborhood, I believe there's a couple of little free libraries there are. So I'm just going to go and drop them off. And then I may just go sell some free books on Facebook, some Bookshare. There's plenty of Facebook groups that sell free books. And so I may just sell them if I feel like it. If not, I may just share them and just put them out there. So, but yeah, I want to get rid of books. And so that's one thing I'm going to do. In terms of series, and I want to talk about a little bit about series that I want to start or finish, here's just a sample of series. And again, I'm a serious person. Like, I like series. There are people who like to just read standalones, and that's totally fine. But I love living in a world and building the world and seeing what happens to the characters over time. And so series are, like, the perfect things for me. So here are a couple series that I want to finish or start or continue. Virgin River is one of them by Robin Carr. I read about 10 books in the series. There's 21 books in the series. So I got like 10 more to go. But I think the library has the audiobooks, and I think I'm just going to stick to audiobooks because they're so good. Teresa Plummer does a great job of narrating these books. They're just so darn good. It's like a world within a world. And the books are different from the series, from the Netflix series. So if you want to get a different world where Tremaine does not exist, then read the books. So the next one is I want to finish Bridgerton. I actually read the first 7 books, but I have not finished the 8th book. And I think it's just a matter of, like, I'm not connected to Gregory, like, as much as I'm connected to Colin, Anthony, Benedict, and Daphne. Like, the first 4 books were, like, so... I would say the first 5 books were so close because they were, like, you know these characters over and over. But the younger siblings, you just don't connect to them as much. once she hit Francesca's books, I was like, I don't care about this. And so Francesca's book was fine. And Hyacinth's book, I really loved Hyacinth's book. But Gregory, for some reason, I'm just like, I'm not sure if I want to finish. But I do want to finish the series. And I want to go back to the prequel. I read First Come Scandal. And so I want to read the other books in the series. Because they're kind of fun just to be in this Bridgerton world. I want to finish the Side Channeling series by Nelly Lusang. I read the first two books and I really enjoyed them. And they're fun. They're like shifter romance. They're really good. I would say I do like Gil Hunter series better. And so I'm on book two of Gil Hunter and I really like that series. It's more gritty. It's more violent. It's just like more it's more gritty. That one is set in New York. Side Channeling series in San Francisco. So I feel like that's also the New York connection with it too. But I have to say Gil Hunters is like my go-to. So I want to finish Side Channeling and Gil Hunters. And just rave all things that Lena is saying. Then I want to finish the Argenis series by Lindsay Sands. So that's a rom-com of the Empires. I read the first few books and they're just like, they're set in, they were written in 2000, I think early 2000. And they're really dated, but they're just so much fun. They're funny, they're fun, they're just fun reads. There can be like, you can read them in an afternoon and you just feel like you're not missing anything. It's just like so much fun. Then I'm actually halfway through the Black Dagger Brotherhood series of book one, Dark Lover. And it's good. It's just like, I'm just kind of like just enjoying the whole world. But I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it. I don't know if I want to continue. I'm just kind of like, I want to read Butch's book. So I may continue to read up to his book, which is book five. And so we shall see. But yeah, that's going to be fun. Switching around from paranormal to contemporary, I want to read the Heartbreaker Bay series by Joel Chavez. So I've been reading the Walston series and it's fine, but they're standalones. They're not real true series. They're just standalone books. And so I want to read the Heartbreaker Bay series because there are really, that's a real true series. And I heard rave things about this. I read Robin T, which is the last book in the series, and it was fun. And so I want to go back to read the first five or six books in the series and just kind of like enjoy it. And then historical romance, I want to read Joanne and Lindsay, and especially the Mallory series. I think that's her most famous series that is out there. Gentle Rogue is one of them, and so I want to read that series just to go dive into that world. So those are fun series that I want to start and finish. So that's a bit about fun announcement about Patreon, about my reading life in 2020 and my goals in 2021. I have lots of goals. I'm very excited. I'll keep you posted in the podcast. I think I may just do quarterly check-in shows, letting you know what I've been up to and what I've been reading, along with what my TBR has been said by my friends. So I'll keep you posted. I hope for the next couple months to take it easy, get some rest, enjoy your time at home, enjoy your time reading. And if you need some book recommendations, feel free to check, send me an email at whattoreadnextblog.com@gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a fantastic day. If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support this podcast. Once you connect with fellow romance readers and make new friends, get weekly book recommendations, attend monthly meetups, then join our Patreon community. You can join at whattoreadnextblog.com/Patreon. Romance lovers, check out Queen Bee Reads Etsy shop for cute and comfortable bookish apparel. The shop also features social justice apparel and fun items from some of your favorite TV shows like The Schitt's Creek and The Office. Use code WHATTORead10 to save. Visit whattoreadnextblog.com/QueenBeeReads. What to Read Next podcast is part of the Frolic Podcast Network. Discover new podcasts to love on frolic.media/podcast. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always in the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whattoreadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.